One of the great things about North Texas, there are lots of entrepreneurs, and we see with the award ceremonies at Dallas 100 the other night. E&Y has some great awards, but a lot of good companies that start here. But it can be very lonely out there, and you need some help. And there is an organization that helps. It's the Entrepreneurs Organization, EO for short. The president for this term is Ryan Casson, who is a certified entrepreneur and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, David. Thank you.
So is the problem you just don't know who to trust when you're an entrepreneur?
No, it's that you're alone. You're sort of at the top of your organization, and you don't have, whether it's the learning, you need business learning, whether it's the community, you need to meet and connect with other people who are in your industry and have experienced things similar to you. Or you just need a small cohort of people around you who you can trust and open up to about the challenges that you face in your business or life. It's loneliness is the biggest challenge.
Well, the knee jerk is that this is a networking organization, kind of like those groups that get together once a month.
Yeah, of course.
Denny's and try to sell insurance to each other. I gather this is not a networking.
No, not like that. So EO is very unique in that we have a non-solicit policy. So when you join EO here in Dallas, you're part of a community of 130 fellow entrepreneurs and a global network of 14,000 entrepreneurs. And none of us are sort of passing out business cards at events or soliciting each other for work. It's really about that personal growth, that business growth. It's creating an environment of trust and respect and confidentiality where there are plenty of great business networking groups here in Dallas and around the world, but EO is definitely unique in that it's a non-solicit.
So do you have meetings? There were like 120 members or something? Does everybody get together?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have.
How do they find time? That's usually the challenge is you entrepreneurs are working, sort of 18-hour days and, 6 days a week.
We work very hard to plan our entire calendar a year in advance to make sure that all of our members have the opportunity to join us at learning events, which are the big events that we do in the evening every month where all of our members get together. We hear from a fantastic business speaker or somebody to speak on life, someone to speak on family, but really to speak to the entrepreneurial experience. And that's an opportunity to, again, reconnect with your fellow entrepreneur here in Dallas and begin to grow your knowledge as well.
You've got a fascinating background. I mean, the company you had is Beast Digital, and what asset agency too. But you do sort of political consulting, but digital political consulting. So what does everybody else do? Is this primarily technology and digital?
Well, there's quite a bit of technology here in North Texas, but it really is the full spectrum of businesses. So we have everything from real estate and property management companies to restaurants to home healthcare businesses. It literally spans the full spectrum of businesses. And when you think about the 14,000 members you're connected to globally, literally every industry is covered.
So how do you get in? Is it like a fraternity where you can get bald? How do you get in?
Yeah, so we have some requirements. You need to be the owner, co-founder, or have a controlling interest in a business that does at least $1 million in revenue every year. So that's the basic qualification for entry. We have a program called Accelerator, and that's designed for businesses that are at $250,000 and want to get to and beyond that $1 million mark. So the Accelerator program is a really fantastic opportunity for businesses that are growing and looking to grow much more quickly.
So how do you differentiate yourself as EO from other organizations? I think the Young President, YPO, President's
sure.
Organization, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the biggest difference between YPO, and YPO is fantastic as well, is that we're all going to be those co-founders, founders, or have a controlling interest in the business. And so it's that entrepreneur with skin in the game who may not have, that sort of hired CEO or vice president level person who can join YPO. This is really for those owner operators looking to grow and expand their business.
So the entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Not just somebody with an entrepreneurial spirit.
EO is the most influential community of entrepreneurs because we are truly that sort of entrepreneur who started the business and is really trying to take it to the next level together.
Your business is really interesting. I checking around, I was looking at Digital Beast. You've got a bunch of congressmen and senators and people like that you consult with. How do you sit in Dallas, Texas and do that in Washington, D.C. or you know, Hawkspit, Iowa.
Yeah, it's a fantastic business because no 2 days are alike, especially in this day and age. So you're right, we work with members of Congress, U.S. senators. We help governors from across the country get elected in their political campaigns. Have worked in all 50 states since our founding in 2011. And
you've worked in 50 states and you've only been in business for 8 years.
Yeah, that's right.
That's astounding.
Yeah, and the digital industry in politics has really grown. I mean, of course, everyone is familiar with the president and his proclivity for tweeting. But Barack Obama and his campaign back in the 08 cycle really made digital a big cornerstone of his victory. And ever since then, that space has grown very significantly. So we've done a fair amount of travel over the years, as you might imagine. But being able to work remotely and digitally is a real advantage.
You know, I noticed I was looking at your phone number. You've got a 202 area. You've got a Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah. That's our business line. Exactly. So we have an office up in D.C. And as you might imagine, a lot of our work goes through Washington.
But I would think that it rings down here too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you tell your fellow members of EO? What's the most valuable lesson you've learned sort of working on your own?
The most valuable lessons, I would say, come in the form of experience shares. And that's one of the things that's really unique about EO as well.
I don't know what that means. Experience shares.
Yeah. So, you know, as entrepreneurs, if we were sitting here and we were talking about the challenges in our businesses, we would all want to put on our advice hat because we are problem solvers and fixers by our very nature, right? And the problem is that none of our experiences are the same, and you don't have skin in the game for my business, and you don't have the same concerns, and you don't have to weigh the same variables that I do. And so instead of giving advice, what we do is we get together in these small groups called forums every month, and it's the same group of 6 to 8 people that we sit down with, other fellow business owners, EO members. And when we share the challenges and the details of what we're facing, instead of getting poured into with a bunch of advice, what they do is they share their experiences. They say, well, when I was in a similar situation or when I faced a similar decision, here's how I weighed it, here's what I decided, and here what was the outcome. And so you're getting this incredible, rich, expansive view of how to attack a problem. And whereas you might have gone into that thinking, oh, I've got solution A or B, you'll suddenly discover, well, there's C, D, E, F, and so on that you could choose from.
You know, in a broader sense, one of the challenges that I could see, that I have seen, in watching small businesses, entrepreneurs start up and sort of grow into big businesses, is more often than not, it seems like the entrepreneur is not the one who ends up running the big business. And part of it is because an entrepreneur, as I see it, sort of has to be self-sufficient and, you know, keep banging against doors and obstacles and everything else. And they don't delegate. And as you get into a big situation, you really can't manage all of that.
That's right.
And they tend to fall by the wayside, be replaced by, you know, whoever the investor wants to put in as head of the company.
Yeah, well, I think you've touched on a key point, is that a lot of entrepreneurs don't necessarily show up with a ton of business background and experience. They're very passionate about solving a tricky problem in a new creative way. And so what EO is doing for those members, I mean, at $1 million, you can be running a business and be very deeply in the business. And certainly for the accelerators who are at that $250,000 to $1 million level, that was my personal experience. I came up through the accelerator program and I was very much in the day-to-day muck of every single moment in the business. And EO is what I attribute the growth that allowed me to grow my team, grow my organization, become something that exists beyond just what my personal output
and
is.
And really learn to trust other people.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is a tough thing to do sometimes.
Without question.
Well, it sounds like a great organization. So if we have some entrepreneurs out there who think this might be for them, you have a website or something?
We sure do, eodallas.org. That's eodallas.org.
Easy enough. Ryan Cass is the president of EO, and he's also the CEO and founder of Asset Energy Agency and Beast Digital. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD. For more of our conversation with Mr. Casson, go to krld.com/CEO.